Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
What did you find out about someone after they died? Hopefully it was a good thing. Hopefully it was an interesting story that they never talked about. Like, oh, before they met your grandma, grandpa had been a traveling magician or something, you know, something like that.
That'd be amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, admittedly, this is unbearable what this guy found out about.
Oh, boy.
Unbearable. I don't know how he's dealt with it. Well, he's dealt with it by writing a memoir. And I don't blame him. He's also someone who is a writer of nature. Okay. This is the story of, what is his name? A guy, when Blake Butler met Molly Brodack, she was a prominent writer and teacher at a university in Atlanta. And he was also a writer. They were part of, they were sort of a who's who couple amongst the literary community of Atlanta. Now, I don't know what that means,
okay,
but they were well known within those circles.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's sort of a, one of those where when they got married and got together, people were like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Totally. Like if somebody knew both of them, they were like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
On March 8th. Of 2020, right before COVID hit, Blake Butler's wife, Molly, shot and killed herself at the age of 39. He's now 44, told the Post. I knew she was depressed, but it just didn't strike me that she could ever make the decision and give up on us and give up on herself. Now, that's, you know, you lose your battle with depression. That happens.
But when you don't think it's possible or that you don't see that coming, man, yeah, that would be like,
From the outside, people looked and said, oh my gosh, you've got, you know, this happens a lot when someone does that. It's easy from the outside, though not correct, to look and say, oh, they have the world by the ass. Young, good looking, filled with talent, having success.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Depression doesn't care.
No, that's the Facebook impression. That's the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Butler couldn't believe it. His wife was gone. He says, I didn't realize how unhappy she was. First time they met, she was in jail. They had connected over Facebook. He didn't know many other writers in Atlanta, was excited to meet up with her. She's a poet who lived in Augusta.
Okay.
Waist length, hazel hair, hazel blue eyes, cherubic cheeks. They made a date. She called from the back of a cop car. She wasn't crying. She was laughing like, you're not going to believe what happened. Her roommate's car had been impounded for expired tags. Later that night at the bar, when they finally got together, she showed him her recent MRI scan, which showed she had previously had a brain tumor. And so they just sort of, it's like, wow, you've had a hell of a life. Mm-hmm. What an adventure recently. They married in 2017. After a brief dating period. So after she died, he started planning for a funeral. This is the part where he finds stuff that makes what was already horrific worse.
Okay.
After her death, he started to go through her phone to look for photos to include at the slideshow that they have at a lot of funerals these days. And that's when he started seeing things about what she was doing without him.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Troves of photos of her posing in lingerie. With sex toys, videos of her taking care of herself and saying the names of other men in a baby's voice.
Oh,
man.
He unearthed emails as he dug deeper, seductive photos to her students at various colleges where she taught.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
He discovered correspondence with a poet who flew to Tucson to have sex with her during a writing retreat that he had paid for. She sent the guy money multiple times, $1,500 in total. As I found all the lies she was hiding, he said, it actually was a bit of a relief. It wasn't that I had failed her. It was that everything she was living was built on a world of lies, and he was just one of them.
So, yeah, I mean, you would go, maybe this was my fault. Maybe I pushed her over the edge or whatever. And to find that, I go, oh, boy.
But what do you do? You've got a funeral where you're essentially the host. Like, if it's your, right? Everybody's looking to you. And you now know the secret?
I don't know.
What would you do? Like, because
I'd back out.
I'd need to tell of the funeral.
I'd back out. Yeah, I'd be too hurt. I'd be, because I wouldn't want to ruin it for other people who love them differently, like as a sister or as a daughter or whatever. And I emotionally dealing with the loss and then dealing with like, oh, I was also cheated on. No, I'd be too unstable. I would make a scene and it doesn't need to be about me. I would back out and I would let the family know I have found things out that I will relay to you whenever you're ready for it. But now is not the time for you to know those things. I'm backing out completely. Completely.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. I think I would probably just forge ahead and be like, all right, let's just get through this funeral and then start the grieving process, however that's going to work.
I don't know how you do it.
I think I would put on a fake smile.
Yeah.
Or whatever you would do. And I think I'm with you, Steve. I think I would just make it happen because I wouldn't want to let down all the family and everybody else. But. It'd be pretty tough.
There would be an inclination. Well, I'd be torn. Do you protect that person's memory? Or are you entitled to have everybody else know what you know? Because it's kind of unfair for you to have to, you know, make the world still love someone who was awful to you.
Maybe, again, but then you're making all those people feel bad.
For you.
So that you can feel better. Or misery loves company. Like, you're not getting back at her.
No.
I mean, so
that's not what you're trying to do.
You would really just be bringing people in to that cesspool unnecessarily. I mean, you know, yeah, okay. Because they're not...
Somebody said, time for a cremation and there will be no services.
Yeah, maybe. Depending on what the family situation.
If he's already gathering photos for the slideshow, that horse is out of the barn.
Oh man! If I found out all those pictures, I guess that would be an interesting slideshow.
I mean, I guess maybe you just include a few, you know?
Yeah, you're telling me that I got to go through with it. Yeah. All right, well, here we go.
Yep.
Watch me make emotional decisions and not logical.
Yeah, this is the photo that she sent to so and so, who she was cheating on me with. Yeah.
Oh, there, you're right there. Okay.
Hey,
here's some students. This is awkward. Thanks for coming today.
A lot of people are saying add the photos to the slideshow.
Maybe,
just not all of them, but. One or two.
I think you're right. You could kind of take a bit of a back seat and people would just mostly say, oh, it must be just too much for so-and-so to handle.
Yeah. And then after she's buried and dead and gone, like super dead and gone, like everybody's already cried and then go to that family function where it's all about like, we're going to release balloons and then tell everybody.
Yeah.
Like, ah, I'm going to pop all your balloons. Listen to this.
Yeah. Or release that book.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. That's just playing the long game, you know.
That is.
It probably would depend partly on her family situation too. I don't. It doesn't sound like it in there, but if she had kids or something like that, then I would definitely just bite my tongue and get through it.
What did you find out after the funeral?
My God.
My grandpa and I were sitting around having a drink one day, and he informed me out of the blue that my dad had another son. It was the kid I had always thought was my cousin. Turns out he was my half brother.
Oh wow. Whoa. Boy, that's something.
Found out that my grandmother, who passed away at 78, that her name was never what we thought it was, and that her seven sons never even knew she was an orphan that lived by a different name. She was an outlaw. What?
Whoa.
Like she more changed details. Her identity?
Yeah, we need more.
Wow. Yeah, you could get away with that more back in the old days.
Yeah, and they didn't keep records of anything.
Fly under the radar. New in town?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, we'll believe everything you say.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Poughkeepsie.
Never been. Is it nice?
I think.
You know, I don't know.
Man. Now, if you were the family of that woman, she's your sister, your daughter, your cousin. Are you pissed about the book? or do you understand?
Well, there's no way that you could understand. Because that wasn't the relationship that you had with her. But you have to be able to sympathize, at least, you know, the guy that she was married to basically found out that everything he thought about her was a lie, or at least a good amount of what he thought about her was a lie.
I mean, you know, and chances are when somebody has double lives like that, they've probably left other things in their wake that he wasn't aware of because he was new to the scene, so to speak. But I'm guessing growing up or something, somewhere along the way, there's a trail.
Well, there, you're Hot Wings, you're right. It's, so she had, he has since found out or knew some of it, but the details have come more into focus. She had a parent who was addicted to heroin. She saw a lot of things before she was 12 years old that most people shouldn't see their entire life. Mm-hmm. And it turns out when they put the things together, it sounds like she had some sort of personality disorder. So it's not like she was just sitting around going, you know what? I hate my husband and I want to make him miserable. You know, mm-hmm. she was obviously struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet this led to a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, yep, that makes sense. Yeah. Or something similar happened to them.
Yeah.
You know, there was some weirdness in their relationship that they hadn't told anyone else about. There, yeah, a lot of dots are being connected.
And I've never found out anything cool.
I don't want to.
I only want to find out something cool.
I want to find out.
If it was like, oh, I mean, you didn't know this, but your grandfather saved 48 refugees doing that. And you, what? That's amazing.
Your uncle was a billionaire and he always liked you. So you're a billionaire.
I don't want to find out. Your dad was almost a billionaire, but your uncle took it all and you get nothing.
Yep. And your dad's been savagely angry at him for years.
Yeah.
Well, he was till he died.
And to get back at everybody, he was slowly poisoning the water. You know, like what? Oh,
Jesus. This is a really good one from Wisconsin. I found out after my grandfather's funeral that he was a signalman in the Navy aboard a ship in World War II. When he left port in San Francisco to go to war, he had literally no idea how to do his job. They didn't have time to teach him. A few weeks later, floating around the Pacific, it just clicked and he got it. When he was on shore leave once in the Philippines, he got so rowdy at a bar, the bar owner put him in a bamboo cage. The captain of his ship had to come and get him out. That is impressive.
Just the fact that the bar had a bamboo cage on site, you know what kind of place that was.
My God. It's like
put him in a cage.
It's like being at the vet.
Yeah, exactly.
But more tropical.
This one, I knew my dad was a big rodeo guy before I was born and knew there were multiple affairs. Parents were married 57 years. Turns out mom had her own side thing. And at 45 years old, found out afterwards he wasn't even really my dad.
Whoa.
God, that's got to be so weird.
I can't imagine.
I wonder if he knew.
I cannot imagine that.
Oh.
This text, you all are amazing. I'm in Birmingham and because of all the nonsense in town, I'm now a fancy idiot. But I love everything you do. We appreciate you being fancy with us.
Thank you very much.
We hope we're back on in a regular way in Birmingham. But in the meantime, so many people are signing up and being idiot members with us and listening online. It's been fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
Yeah.
What did you find out after someone died?
I think I told you all this after my papa died. I was young. I think I was like 6 or 7. So it was like cool for us to go through his stuff at that time. Like, it was still really sad, but he had a lot of really neat stuff from World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And we found this box in one of his dresser drawers, and it had love letters and this picture of a really beautiful Asian woman.
Oh.
And my grandma was so sad to realize, like, my grandpa, when he went off to World War II, had just met my grandma, and when he came back, they got engaged and married.
Mm-hmm.
And she had no idea that he had a lover at all. So that was interesting. And as a kid, I was like, oh, she's so pretty. What are these? And my family was like, put that back where you found it.
The picture came with a frame.
Yeah. Such like a weird.
You might have like a half Okinawan uncle or something.
I know. I have no idea.
Yeah. You might be in some sort of weird season 6 of Cobra Kai or something.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah. Right. Hillary Swank would play the Karate Kid. You kind of have
I kinda
a
look like her.
Local Hillary Swank thing going on.
Your Hillary slank.
Yeah, better than Hillary skank.
Yeah. Either works. It's fine. Yeah, that was weird.
That is, that's something. I don't want to do that. Find out anything. Like when my parents,
I
want them to not pass for a long time, but when they do, I don't want to find any journals or anything weird like that.
Is there something about you that you think, oh man, when I'm dead, if people find this out, not even scandalous or anything, but just like a nerdy hobby that you're into or something like that. Those are the calls I want. What are you afraid that people are going to find after you die?
If you knew you were, if you found, like if you know you're going to die in a few minutes and you think about what's going to be found.
Yeah. Are you, what like hard drives are you wiping or phones are you resetting?
Mm-hmm. Well, if I felt that way, I sure wouldn't tell you here.
But you can tell us anonymously via text.
Yeah, exactly. Go out in the hallway.
I can do it right from my own computer here. Probably. I would want somebody to, I'm going to need to hire somebody to wipe my computer history. I mean, let's just let the imagination go ahead and fill in blanks without people actually seeing it.
That must happen all the time, though. Like, no one actually wipes those.
No, I'm sure.
I think you just have to, the kids have to have the smarts not to go, hey, let's see what they've been browsing. Right? I mean,
I assume, yeah.
Unless you have a bunch, like if it's just browser history, you're fine. But Hot Wings, if you've got a bunch of folders of stuff.
Yeah, when my high school sweetheart passed away, it was like years after we'd graduated high school, and it was like a year or two after we'd graduated college. And he definitely had a couple folders on there. His sister and brother-in-law came to me, and they were like, we found the Kelly folder. I was like, shut up. Shut it down. Shut it down.
We printed them out.
Yeah. I know about
that. Remember this?
Yeah. I know about that.
They'll be on the memory board.
Yeah. Okay, don't put that in the PowerPoint picture presentation, please.